And welcome back to the Sundance Reel. Well, if you thought it was bad enough that Mexican drug cartels control entire regions of south of the border, you'll be even more disappointed to find out that those same cartels are wiping out one of the most endangered species of whales, porpoises in the world. I have director Richard Lacani and Andrea Crosta to tell us about how the vaquita is disappearing from our world. Welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So how did, Richard, how did you find out about this situation to begin with? And this is what I love so much about documentary film. It's like I'm just so ignorant, and it's like I see something like this, and I'm like, how did I not know this? So,
well, it was right after we finished this film called The Ivory Game about the extinction of elephants. The production company, Terramata, and I, we were sitting together and thinking about our next film. And we were looking for something where we can have an impact and maybe make the world a little bit better. And Andrea, who was also on the team of The Ivory Game, one of the lead investigators, told us about this investigation going on in Mexico with drug cartels. And we had never heard about what's going on there, the totoaba fish or the vaquita. It was like, what is this? Like, and he said, no, they are attacking an ocean. This is not just about the vaquita and the fish. They're actually destroying an ocean, feeding on Earth to make millions of dollars. So you should take a closer look, and that's where the journey began.
Yeah. So you, Andrea, were are a reporter. I mean, it was you that were that brought this to the forefront. I mean, it wasn't the Mexican government that was concerned about.
Well, I brought it to them, to Terramata and to Richard. It's not a new issue. Other NGOs like Sea Shepherd have been working on the same issue for a long time. I think there was also Leonardo DiCaprio, right, Richard, that at a certain moment approached them and pushed to do this documentary.
Well, he put like a big seal on it. He said, I'm behind this. Would you be interested in making a film? We worked together on The Ivory Game, and he would become our executive producer and open doors because he had met with the president in Mexico. He was involved in the vaquita sanctuary and recovery. Yeah.
And then you also, of course, worked with Sea Shepherd.
Yeah, Sea Shepherd has been on the forefront of this for many years. They have an operation going, Milagro, where they pull nets from the front lines. And it was really this, what was inspiring for me is to see these activists and these undercover investigators like Andrea Crosta who were risking their lives to make this world a better place, you know, like to fight the cartels, be on the front lines, infiltrate and expose what is going on. So we just come in and we're the fly on the wall. And we watch these people, and we hope that our audiences get inspired by this because some of the Sea Shepherd crew, they're like 20 years old, but they're out there, and they want change.
What's amazing you see, too, when you mentioned great personal risk, I mean, you know, there's gunfire. I mean, this is not to be taken lightly. I mean, for all of you, it's amazing to see where you put yourselves. I mean, you're literally putting your bodies, your lives, between, you know, these people who are really just out for the money and these endangered porpoises. I mean, there's what, 20 left in the world. I mean, it makes you weep to think that these beautiful creatures are being killed basically for money. I mean, the same with the elephants, with the ivory trade, for an aphrodisiac. I mean,
Well, they're kind of the collateral damage, the vaquita.
By catch.
Yes. Right. So maybe explain that to us because it's this totoaba fish is what the Chinese are after. Why?
Correct. Totoaba is a big fish endemic of the Gulf of California, like the vaquita. Unfortunately, the swim bladder of this fish is really, really, you know, expensive. is a big deal in China for the traditional Chinese medicine. According to their tradition, it's good, for example, for pregnant women or to make better blood, stuff like that. And it's very, very expensive because you go in China, it can go up to $100,000 per swim bladder. So millions of dollars, and hence the involvement of criminal organizations and the cartels and the Chinese mafia because they're making millions of dollars out of this fish.
So there are no totoaba off the Chinese sea?
No, absolutely not.
They're only in the Sea of Cortez.
There was a similar fish there and got extinct for the same reason, of course, as you can imagine. And then they moved their attention to totoaba in Mexico. They're importing, I mean, swim bladders in general in China is a big deal. They're importing thousands of tons of swim bladders every year. Okay.
Of all kinds of fish.
Of all kinds, illegally. I mean, the exporter number one is Uganda and doesn't even have a sea. So it's the Lake Victoria fish. Totoaba is the top of the top and it's illegal. And they're ready to spend big bucks for that.
So have you seen an impact, I mean, from the work that you do? I mean, I hope the film is obviously very important in terms of raising our awareness and the work that you're doing and the reporter that the Mexican journalist Carlos Loreta de Mola.
Right, Carlos Loreta de Mola. He was here in Sundance as well.
Amazing. I mean, you see, he's out there and just holds no bars and just, you know, in the face to the Mexican people saying, this is what's going on and it's wrong. It needs to stop. Again, great personal risk. Has it made an impact?
It has. I mean, in fact, what we're so happy about is that we were able to premiere in Sundance because we wanted to be heard very loudly across the world and especially in Mexico. And what better festival than Sundance to launch? We got standing ovations. We had a lot of press coverage. And Carlos Loret came here and he reported live from Sundance and made a special report on the movie and how it's being perceived. And he got an immediate reaction. The government called him, the assistant to the Secretary of the Environment called him and is like, what is this movie? What's going on? Like, what you're showing live vaquitas, you know? And like, we need to like react on this. We need to see this. Like, they're super nervous. It's a new government. So they have been only there now 3-4 weeks. They just took power. And they're scared of this film because they will be in the spotlight and it has exactly the effect we want, that they are aware. We are coming. We're going to show how the Mexican cartels run the show there, how the Navy is fighting them, yes, but they are not being enforced enough by the government law. Like, you know, if they put people in prison, they walk the next day. There's a lot of corruption there. So this needs to be taken care of. And you need to help the local fishermen. You can't just shut them off and keep them on shore and tell you're not allowed to fish. Fishing is banned. You need solutions that work. Otherwise, this is going to be mayhem and chaos and death.
So do you really think there'll be a change in the government? I mean, because that's what we're seeing across the Central America and Mexico, right? I mean, the corruption is so bad that, you know, people are leaving in you know, masses.
I'm hopeful with the new government because their biggest thing is to fight corruption. That's what got them elected. You never know. But what I do know is that this film will be seen in Mexico. We'll have a huge release. We already have the biggest distributor in Mexico on board who wants this film. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big impact. And I think this will scare them enough. Also, like Leonardo DiCaprio just started tweeting and on Facebook and Instagram about the film, pushing the cause. They will be in the limelight and they better get ahead of the game. That's why we made this movie. But it's great to see that they already, 3 days after the world premiere, are reacting very strongly.
Yeah. In terms of the finding out, I mean, there was some, you didn't really understand until you found that connection then between the fishermen and, well, the illegal cartels, I guess, and the Chinese. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I guess that was your investigation?
Yeah. So our organization, the Elephant Action League, we're based in Los Angeles. We are specialized in collecting intelligence and investigating wildlife crime globally. We are working on rhino, on jaguar, on elephants, on many other issues. And what we do is we investigate the entire illegal supply chain. In this case, we did it from San Felipe all the way to Hong Kong and Guangzhou in China. Because our role is to understand exactly who are the real players for, you know, the big players, who are the real enablers and drivers. And then we help law enforcement with the confidential reports to take them down. So we always publish a public report. It's online. Its name is Operation Fake Gold. But we also gave a lot of information to the Mexican government, Chinese government, and the American government as well. Because some of our targets in Mexico from the Chinese community in Tijuana and Mexicali, we found out that they're also big in money laundering, human smuggling, fake passports. So we share, for example, with U.S. authorities and about that. I call it the Al Capone method. I don't care how to take down, you know, you take them down. That even not for environmental crime, it's important to make them stop. And we, probably for the first time, we were the ones who said, listen, stop hammering only on fishermen. It's like hammering only on poacher. You'll not get very far. You have to go to the real enablers who are the Chinese traders in Mexico.
Is there any work that's being done on the consumers? I mean, the end consumer, when I've seen Ivory Game, I've obviously seen your Steve Shadows, you know, there's a lot going on. And I think you're getting farther and farther down the chain. As you said, it can't just be the people at the front line. I mean, that doesn't make sense because if people keep buying their product, it'll still get sold. But the people that are actually buying the medicine, you know, it seems like that at some point, how do you break that cycle of saying this is not really doing what you think it's going to do. There's something else, or I don't know what the answer is.
They don't care much, I have to say. Yeah, it's difficult. It's a tough
call. I also think we have to take it step by step.
Yeah.
First, you need to keep the fight on at the front line, which is removing nets, which is Sea Shepherd. They're risking their lives, you know, dragging hooks through the Sea of Cortez, pulling out as many nets as they can. They've pulled out more than 1,000 nets, 1,000 ghost nets that would have killed millions of, like, animals out there in the sea. Then you need to have the government approach is, like, take people down, put them in prison, and keep them in prison. If they're criminals, they're real criminals, and they shouldn't walk the next day. But they do walk. And that is an issue, and we're exposing that. And, you know, focus on the Chinese, because they're doing this without anyone noticing. They don't even feel scared. Like, we were filming them. They laugh about it. It's a great business. You can make a lot of money, and it's great for money laundering and everything. It's a joke for them. And then, you know, see, in China, the problem is that it's an old, ancient tradition. So this will be much harder to attack. And we don't have time for that. Of course, this has to happen.
Right.
But to change the minds of the Chinese people is going to take a long game.
Yeah.
A long while.
So, I mean, what's your estimate? Will we save the vaquita? There was a very touching scene in the film where one is captured to study. Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. The numbers are still high enough that they can come back. All we have to do is leave them alone. We know for a fact we've done DNA, We did a big thing at the DNA lab in San Diego where they took samples and they checked them out. And even from very low numbers, meaning like 4, 5, 6 animals left on the planet, they can come back. They are not going to be, there's no problem in the DNA match that they can't come back. They've always been very low numbers, and it's not too late. And don't forget, why is the vaquita so important? It's because it's a symbol. And it's not just a symbol for us because we think it's cute. It's actually that the government, the NGOs, everyone who's looking at that is looking at the vaquita. If the vaquita goes, which just can't happen, all eyes will be off the Sea of Cortez. The cartels and the mafia are going to move in, and they're going to destroy this ocean, which Jacques Cousteau called the aquarium of the world. And that is why this is so urgent.
In the film, a documentary, Sea of Shadows, will be screened Thursday, 6:30 at the Ray here in Park City, February 1st, 6 p.m. at the Tower Theater in Salt Lake, and then again Saturday the 2nd at noon at the Holiday Village Cinema. Two, any words on distribution with regard to this?
Oh, it's looking very good. We have our first offer on the table from our favorite, distributor that we actually wanted, so it's real now. And we have a lot of people who are planning to bid on it and looking at it. So we may have bidding war coming. I mean, it sounds really exciting what I'm getting. And I'm very happy. All of the producers of Terramata, they're like big smiles right now.
Yeah. Well, it's an important film. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW.